Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended Israel's ongoing war in Gaza and condemned American protesters in a scathing speech to Congress on Wednesday that triggered boycotts by many top Democratic Party lawmakers.
On behalf of the people of Israel, I came here today to say thank you, America. Thank you for your support and solidarity. Thank you for standing in Israel, with Israel, in our hour of need.
9 months into the war in Gaza, Netanyahu vowed to press on with the war until total victory. Police in Washington took action on Wednesday against pro-Palestinian demonstrators outside the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Haya Pendwani reports.
Police deployed pepper spray on a large crowd protesting Israel's war in Gaza that marched towards the U.S. Capitol. That's where Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking to Congress. Thousands of protesters descended on Washington, chanting, Some tried to block streets ahead of Netanyahu's speech. U.S. Capitol Police said some members of the crowd had become violent and failed to obey with orders to move back from the police line. Haya Pendwani, Washington.
The German government has banned an organization accused of being an outpost of Iran's theocracy, promoting the ideology of its leadership and supporting Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group. Police raided 53 properties around the country on Wednesday, including a prominent mosque in Hamburg. The ban of the Islamic Center Hamburg, or IZH, and five sub-organizations followed searches in November. Germany's interior ministry saying the evidence gathered made the ban. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to use Wednesday night's national address to both explain his decision to end a re-election bid and make a case for his record, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's legacy is very much on the ballot in November, even though his name is not, and how his single term is remembered will be intertwined with Kamala Harris's success. She is the first vice president to run for the White House since Al Gore, who distanced himself from Bill Clinton. Harris, though, is running tightly on the administration's achievements.
Unmatched in modern history.
Donald Trump and his allies are eager to tie Harris to the president's record, and not in a good way, calling her Biden 2.0 and singling out high inflation and border policies, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The gunman in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump is believed to have done a Google search 1 week before the shooting of how far away was Oswald from Kennedy. That word comes from FBI Director Christopher Wray during testimony on Wednesday before Congress. It's a reference to Lee Harvey Oswald, the shooter who killed President John F. Kennedy from a sniper's perch in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963. The World Health Organization says deaths from road accidents in Africa have increased in the past decade, with 250,000 lives lost in 2021 alone. The deaths and injuries on African roads are blamed on poor road safety standards, as few African countries enforce laws against speeding and drunk driving, or laws that mandate the use of motorcycle helmets, seat belts, and child restraints. Mohammed Youssef reports.
The World Health Organization says road deaths in Africa are becoming a bigger problem compared to other regions of the world. Between 2010 and 2021, road deaths across the continent increased by 20,000. The WHO report released last week conversely shows global road deaths fell by 5% during the same period. The UN targets cutting road accident deaths in half by 2030, but at the moment, road safety workers and activists lack the funding and knowledge to make that goal a reality. Mohammed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
The European Climate Change Service, Copernicus, says Monday broke the previous day's record to become the world's hottest day ever. Preliminary data released on Wednesday shows the global average temperature on Monday was 17.15 degrees Celsius, which beat Sunday's record by 0.0 degrees Celsius. The previous record before Sunday set a year earlier. I'm Joe Ramsey.